A riddle I had pondered for a decade, maybe more, was solved one late December by a package at my door. My fancy for a stanza, my reverence for rhyme, where did all this come from? What person, place, or time? In a letter from my sister, the elusive answer came. She said, "I knew you'd like this. You should put it in a frame." Included in the envelope, between two cardboards pressed, was a yellowed piece of paper, at the top, to me addressed. September 22nd, dated 1955. 'Twas a poem, drawn from Kipling, with a mission to survive. A birthday rhyme from my Gampa. It was just two verses long. I liked my sister's notion, so I framed it in this song. If you can count to four without an error, and say your alphabet from A to D, if you can put your trousers on each morning without the buttons where they should not be, if you can spread your jam on toast, not table, and eat your cereal, yet spilling none, and listen silent to your mother's fable, you'll be a worthy four-year-old grandson. My four-year-old grandson. Words across the ages in a voice I barely knew, from a time I can't remember, still they found their way from you. Hear me, Gampa, if you're listening. After half a century, because I need to thank you for the gift you sent to me. If you can fall and laugh and pick yourself up, if you can feel real mad but never scream, if you can use your own imagination, yet see things clearly not as in a dream, if you can take your turn in play with others, and win or lose, enjoy it just the same, you'll find the kids will like to be as brothers and sisters to make life a jolly game. Your life a jolly game. Words across the ages in a voice I barely knew, from a time I can't remember, still they found their way from you. Hear me, Gampa, if you're listening. After half a century, I've learned so much about us from the gift you send to me.